Now, the rest of the story. For John, it seemed that life was over. As he gazed blankly through the train window at the passing southwestern desert scape, he saw himself receding into a vague distance, a limbo from which he would never be recalled. This was for his own good, they had told him. He must go to the sunny, dry climate of Arizona and stay there until he was well. And yet, considering the lifetime of continual illnesses over which he looked back, it was scarcely conceivable to him that he would ever be well again. John's destination was something called the J6 Ranch. A family friend had arranged his stay. John was to remain there as long as necessary. But how, one wondered, could that be anything but forever? The first turn of this downward spiral is the rest of the story. You see, John was not quite three when his first serious illness struck. Scarlet fever, particularly devastating case, threw the entire family into a panic. Ordinarily, the high fever and rash would have subsided after 4 or 5 days, but John's rash did not subside, and after a week had passed, his fever was still 105. It was only after more than a month in the hospital that the illness began slowly to release its grasp on the child, and it would be another 3 months before the little boy could rejoin his worried family. John was never really completely well after that. He had the routine childhood illnesses, of course, whooping cough and mumps, but there were others as well. And even in those moments between diseases, there were disasters, like the accident that put 28 stitches in him, and somehow John's maladies just ran right off the map. For example, at the age of 14, he was forced to drop out of school because of a serious sickness that baffled doctors, defied diagnoses. No sooner did John return to school after that than he broke out in hives. A blood test revealed a serious condition, which we now believe to have been hepatitis. In any event, it kept him out of school for the rest of that term. And next, it was an attack of jaundice that put the boy in the hospital. Then there was a recurrence of the hepatitis. And that's when John's parents said enough was enough. The sickly boy had already accumulated more absences for illnesses than any other student in his school, and his scholastic standing was, as one might imagine, accordingly dismal, and most important, his life was threatened, so they sent him to the Arizona desert, hoping the desert climate would cure him once and for all. And John stayed there for many months, and he did return apparently healthy, even though then, at his physical best, John, now almost 20, was a skinny 6 feet, 149 pounds, and looked even skinnier. And his grades, as well as his health, would remain in doubt for some time to come. And the family, so anxious about the frail lad, wondered with considerable concern how on earth such a sickly fellow could ever rise to even the simplest challenges in life. But you know he did. For you know him as John Fitzgerald Kennedy, who became President of the United States. Only now you know the rest of the story.